Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, January the 10th. So we're hooning through January.
Oh,
aren't we?
No. I'm absolutely bolting.
Here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
Belated introduction there.
Yes.
So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Young Prince Albert's versus Salisbury Amateurs. A match between the above-named clubs came off on the Gawler Parklands on New Year's Day, January the 1st, 1874. Play commenced at 9:30 o'clock. The Prince Albert team went to the wickets first. When the first five were put out, Harry handled the willow and commenced slogging until he had run up the score of 23, carrying his bat till the end. Though the Salisbury's only had 8 to the Prince Albert's 11, their 8 was quite equal in size and strength to the 11 of the Prince Albert's. So Harry must be a well-known cricketer at the time, especially as he's referred to by his, I assume it's his first name, not surname, which is unusual in the period.
I'd like to know who Harry was.
Yes, so who was Harry?
My great-great-grandfather had a cricket pitch on his property at Echunga, and he actually brought out a cricket set with him from England.
Right.
I'd love to know the story behind the cricket set because it meant a lot to him, and he annually hosted cricket matches on his property.
I know there was a lot of, back then, a lot of, each little town had its own team.
Oh, and, they did, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So the Wasleys had the team, Kangaroo Flat had a cricket team.
Well, they brought those traditions out from England.
They did. And
they were wonderful. So 100 years ago, Australia, the best place. We are so accustomed to reading interviews with returned citizens after their travels abroad that we always look for the inevitable. Australia is the best place after all, as a stock part of the interview. I was much interested to hear from the lips of a recent traveller the fact that on consulting all the Australians on board ship privately, he elicited from each and all of them with the utmost unanimity.
It's a difficult word.
The fact that Australia was the best place after all. This, of course, proves it. The words were not spoken to flatter readers of a newspaper. One suspects, however, a possible purr of self-satisfaction flattering to the travellers themselves. One would like to hear the opinion, the candid, private opinion of a jury of the Englishmen. Although, of course, it would be useless their saying anything else than the usual slogan, Australia is the best place after all.
Did you say that when you came back last year?
I always say that. It's good to be home.
It is always good. I think no matter where home is, it's good to
Oh, well, Australia is a pretty good country.
It is.
When you've travelled, you know that.
Yes.
With the freedoms we have here and the peace and, you know, the
relatively clean air.
The affluence. Yeah, it's just the freedom that we have. Mm.
We talk about houses without backyards, but you know, back in 100 years ago, people outside of Australia didn't have backyards. No. You know, that was an Australian privilege.
The quarter-acre block.
So, 50 years ago, Jack's surfaces on top. James Lillycrap, proprietor of the Golden Wattle Gift Shop in Gawler, has come a long way since officially being declared a paraplegic. He leaves tomorrow for the Commonwealth Paraplegic Games in New Zealand. Although only a supporter, James' interest has been fired by his national backstroke championship win at the recent Australian Paraplegic titles in Adelaide.
Knew Jamie quite well. He's a gentleman.
Lynn's
husband.
Yes. Did they meet at a...
Oh, well, I think they probably did. I don't know how they met, but I met them in rural youth, so I guess that's... Heading up to 40-odd years ago. James was one of our adult advisors, and so he mentored a lot of young people. Yeah, I remember the old Golden Wattle gift shop down where, I don't know who's in there now, but it was a pretty run-down place. But he was just such a nice bloke. I remember someday I spoke to him, I was talking to him, and he said something about someone being a lady, and he said, oh, I didn't realise she was titled. And it's like I've always been conscious of using the word lady ever since then.
Your turn.
Oh, my goodness. 25 years ago, flicker of hope on reopening of private hospital. The Gawler Private Community Hospital has sat dormant since its doors closed for business on Christmas Eve. The once award-winning facility is still up for sale. With a flicker of hope among the community that a buyer will be found to reopen the 30-bed hospital.
Mrs. June Argent of Gawler said her husband was one of the last patients to leave the hospital. She said it was sad to watch the hospital die a slow death before Christmas Eve. Was that the old hutch they were talking about?
Well, I don't think so. Because the hutch, maybe? It would be 25 years ago since the old hutch closed.
No, more than that.
No, yes, it is. Yes, yeah. You're right. No, it is much more than 25 years ago. So, no, it's not the old hutch.
So it must be the new private...
No, I don't know. I didn't even know there was a private hospital in Gawler.
No, there was. I'm pretty sure there was one attached to the...
I thought there was one attached to the Gawler Health Service. It was just a ring of the... I thought it was a ring of the Gawler Health Service, but this suggests it's a separate building. So
yeah.
I have to ask someone about it.
Yeah.
So, 10 years ago, Hewitt expansion plans. Local landowners proposed to Light Regional Council to consider rezoning 250 hectares of land from primary production to rural living at Kingsford. Large housing allotments would be created adjacent to Hewitt under the proposal. A council report into the proposal shows the landowners want to subdivide their properties as they have experienced difficulties in leasing the land for farming purposes. And this is what we were talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
More goat houses.
Yes. Yep. So that ends this... We've spun it for the 10th of January.
Yes. Until
and
next
we'll
week, Kate.
Speak to you next week.
Yes, we will indeed. For all life's signs.